Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Shire of Meriden Ordinary Council meeting for the 16th of September 2025. I would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners on the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I would like to welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute taking purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all rights in relation to its copyright. Two, record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. In attendance, myself, Councillor Billing, Councillor O'Neill, Councillor Vandermeer.
There's nobody more.
Sorry, it wasn't.
Councillor Anderson. Sorry.
Yeah.
You want me to read up there?
No, I'm sorry, just.
Well, you're Councillor Manning on Zoom. Councillor Manning via Zoom. Kitchen.
Yep.
The staff is Ms. Brindley Mullen, Mr. Wall, Ms. Kale, Ms. Ornick.
Ornick.
Thank you. And Mrs. Baum is also by Zoom. Approved leave is absent is the CEO, Mr. Watts. Councillor Manning's and Mrs. Leah Baum's attendance via Zoom was approved by the Shire President in advance in accordance with Regulation 14.C2B of the Local Government Administration Amendment Regulations 2022. Number three, public question time. There was no one out there, was there, Councillor Anderson? Your last time.
Wouldn't have surprised
them. We'll open it up and Brad will be standing out there.
Public question time is nil. Disclose of interest. No one has put in a disclose of interest. Applications for leave of absence. Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for any upcoming meetings? It's nil. Six, petitions and presentations. Sorry, if I want to say something, I can't stand this. I have just got something I would just like to say. I would just like to. Participant presentations are nil. Confirmation of minutes of previous minutes. Should I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 29th of August 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings.
Could I please have a seconder? Councillor Anderson. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thanks.
Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
There being no debate, I'll put the motion to a vote and show of hands. All those in favour? I can't see Councillor Manning.
I say yes.
Is that a yes, Renee?
Yes. You can't see me.
No, I can't see you at the moment.
Not your fault.
We're working on it.
That's all right. I'll say yes.
Thank you. There you are. Carried 6-0. Item 8, as announcement by person presiding without discussion, I do have something to say. I would just like to acknowledge Councillor Anderson for his contribution in his past 4 years as a councillor. This was Councillor Anderson's second stint as a councillor, and it was good to have someone on board, come on board with a previous experience. It's the second time, though. And due to Councillor's business, his contact with the community on a daily basis was invaluable information from the community and how they felt. And this not only included the local community, but insights into our neighbouring community when his business took him there. So thank you, Councillor Anderson, and we wish you all the best for the future. I'm sure we still have many conversations over coffee.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Number nine, matters to which a meeting will be closed to the public is nil. Number 10, receipt of minutes of meetings, 10.1 minutes of the Great Eastern Country Zone meeting held the 18th of August 2025. Could someone please move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
The council received the minutes of the Great Eastern Country Zone meeting held 18th of August 2025.
Could I please have a seconder? Councillor Benil. Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill? There being no debate, anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Councillor Manning, could you just say yes, please, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Carried 6-0. 12, item 12, Office Report Development Services, 12.1 Reserve 18613, Proposed Water Corporation Easement. Would someone like to move the motion on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council 1 authorise the creation of an easement over Reserve 18613 for the purpose of a pipeline easement. 2 requires the owner or occupiers of properties listed as sensitive use, such as dwellings, be contacted regarding any impacts the works may have on those properties. 3 confirm that all costs associated with the proposed works, easement creation and ongoing operation of the infrastructure are to be borne solely by the Water Corporation, and 4 confirm that all costs associated with the rehabilitation of the land upon completion of the works are to be borne solely by the Water Corporation.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? With a show of hands, I'll put the motion to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Councillor Manning?
Yes.
Thank you. Carried 6-0. Item 13, Officer Report Engineering Services, 13.1 MRWA condition of the Great Eastern Highway. If we have someone move the officer's recommendation on the screen. Councillor O'Neill.
I move that Council endorse the draft letter to Main Roads Western Australia regarding the condition of the Great Eastern Highway between Northam and Meriden, as detailed in attachment 13.1A. 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to sign and forward the correspondence to Main Roads Western Australia. And 3, notes that the Shire President gives approval to the Chief Executive Officer for minor wording amendments to be made.
Could we have someone second the motion? Councillor Billing. Councillor Neal, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, that's fine. Thanks.
Councillor Billing.
No, thank you.
Councillor Manning, did you have a question?
No.
We did take the notes with the Shire President. We did discuss the queries that you had raised in the briefing session, and they will be noted in the letter as well as suggested by yourself.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion?
Yes.
Carried 6-0. Schedule of accounts. Could someone move item 14, Officer Report Corporate Community Services, item 14.1, list of accounts paid. Would someone like to move the motion on the screen? Councillor Anderson.
The council received the schedule of accounts paid during August 2025 as listed, covering checks, EFTs, directly debited payments and wages as numbered and totalling $1,149,194.71 from the Meriden Shire Council Municipal Bank Account and 0 from the Meriden Shire Council Trust Bank Account.
Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion, show our hands. Carry.
Yes.
Bill, thank you. Item 15, Officers Report Administration, 15.1, the status report. Would someone like to move the Council's motion on the screen? Officers' motion on the screen. Councillor Vandermeer.
The Council received the status report on Council resolutions for August 2025.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried. 6. Neil? So where do we put yours? Fine. Item 16, motions of which previous notice has been given. Mm-hmm. Yep, 17, questions by member on which due notice has been given is nil. Item 18, urgent business approved by person presiding or by decision. Could we have someone move the resolution on the screen, please? Councillor O'Neill.
And the council receives late item application for extension of time to submit annual financial report in order to comply with legislative requirements regarding submission deadlines.
Can we have someone second the off? Councillor Billing. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes.
Councillor Billing, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour?
Yes.
Carried 6. Thank you. So item 18.1, application for extension of time to submit our annual financial report. Would someone like to move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council note that an application will be made to the Minister seeking 2-week extension to the annual report submission deadline, seeking a new deadline for the Shire of Meriden 2024-25 annual financial report submissions of 14th of October 2025.
Could we have on second the motion, please? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor Vandermeer.
No, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Show of hands, all those in favour?
Yes.
Carried 6-0. 19, matters behind closed door is nil. And item number 20, closure. There being no further business, I would like to thank those in attendance and declare the meeting closed at
4:12
p.m.